Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
They're screaming and fighting with the cops. It's like a mini January 6th.
The earth round or flat?
Flat.
I don't think
perfectly flat. Okay. Is Elvis alive?
Yes.
All right, everybody. We noticed something very peculiar last night. While fairgoers were being kicked out of Donald Trump's national fair, while fairgoers were stranded in the rain with their kids in their hands, minimal cell service, and nowhere to exit, Donald Trump's closest donors were treated in a much, much different way. On screen now, you see massive blobs of people in rain with minimal cell service last night, no ADA access, the guard trying to help, but people crisscrossing each other trying to find non-existent openings. Thousands of people that showed up to see these fireworks to maybe see Trump's speech are now standing there stranded. There's a kid in this woman's arms and they have nowhere to go. But people then notice something very, very interesting. While all of this was happening, one of Donald Trump's largest donors, Miriam Adelson, who gave Trump $120 million, just herself, her and her husband, $120 million to Donald Trump, she got special access. Exclusive, it says. Israeli mega donor Miriam Adelson was given VIP treatment, escorted out by security and a golf cart during Freedom 250 weather evacuations after ordinary citizens waited and walked hours to get in and out of the event at 100 degree Fahrenheit weather. You know, Trump talks a lot about this two-tiered system of justice in the United States. And I think he might be right, but not in the way that he thinks. There are two tiers in the United States. Donald Trump, his donors, his rich allies, the Epstein class, versus the rest of us, versus the people that would be stuck out in this heat, stuck out in the rain, have nowhere to go. While all of this is happening, this was Miriam Adelson. Great. I love knowing that there's just a two-tiered system in the United States and that the rich get whatever they want. Even Trump supporters seem to be pretty pissed at this. We found some tweets that went viral online. This one says, spent an hour and a half in a line that barely moved. This is a Trump supporter that went to the fair. We left. Extremely disappointed. Logistics were terrible. The fair was one of the main things I wanted to do while here. Instead, I and many others just stood in a line. Terrible. Someone named MAGA Simp said, you rotten MFers, my family and I have been in line for 2 hours. This is absolutely unacceptable. I mean, his name is literally MAGA Simp. Someone named Puerto Ricans for Trump said, if you cared about safety, you'd exhibit better event planning and execution. Much of what I've observed was entirely predictable. I presume you have a little better than interns running your comms and contingency planning. Yesterday was disgraceful. With basic heat safety measures completely overlooked. Who made the call to lock people out of the state fair yesterday, removing access to water and cooling centers, leaving them in the sun, sitting for hours in a line without water, or anyone checking for heat distress? Oh, you know who didn't have to go through that? Was Miriam Adelson. But after MAGA supporters went through all of this chaos, they finally arrived at the fireworks show, the long-awaited Guinness World Record-breaking fireworks show that Donald Trump spent a bunch of taxpayer money on. And this is how it looked. You know that post that I just read like 1 minute ago about the poor event planning? Yeah, I think this is a big part of that. This entire event was not just poorly planned. I feel like that's too charitable. The money seems to have been intentionally reallocated away from safety precautions and measures that would have made this fair safer, more sustainable, and directed towards Donald Trump's allies, donors, and aides. And this is the fireworks show we ended up getting. Here's a beautiful photo of DC amidst the fireworks show. It looks apocalyptic. Like, I thought we're supposed to celebrate the nation, not nuke the entire nation. Here's another video on screen of the fireworks show. This one is a bit more clear, but it still runs into the same issue where the big cloud of smoke kind of just superseded any cool fireworks. By the way, the Mockler Media team has been working very hard to bring you guys live updates and coverage and breaking news throughout this entire mess. So make sure you drop a like and make sure you subscribe if you want to help support the team, help us build bigger and better. You know, a lot of times it feels like an uphill battle in these algorithms. I mean, all this right-wing content is promoted on Twitter. Right-wing content gets boosted everywhere, but we are here to push back with the truth. Not any slant, just the truth. But speaking of the truth, you know who's struggling to find the truth are any of the MAGA supporters at this fair. Check out friend of the show, Jason, from The Good Liars, interviewing Trump supporters, playing a game with them. Lord have mercy. Watch this.
Welcome to Easy Money. I'm here in Washington, D.C. We're asking easy questions and giving away money for every correct answer. Let's have some fun. You ever played Easy Money?
No, I never played Easy.
You never played Easy Money? Ever?
No, never.
I'm going to ask you easy questions. You give me the answers, you win some cash. Is the earth round or flat?
Flat.
I don't think it's perfectly flat.
Okay. Is Elvis alive?
Yes.
Who won the 2020 election?
President Trump did.
I'm not used to the buzzer sound. The buzzer sound.
I know you asked wrong for you.
Yeah, the buzzer sound. It's just, I'm not used to it.
Yup.
Yeah. It's just like, it's very irritating, isn't it? Is Joe Biden alive?
No, he's not.
Buzzer sound. Is JFK Jr. alive?
Oh, man.
It's easy money, man. Come on. The guy who died in the plane crash.
I know, man.
The 90s, JFK Jr. Is he alive? Michael Jackson alive?
Yes, he is.
Is Tupac alive?
Yes.
Is Prince alive?
Yes. Patrick Swayze.
Is JFK Jr. alive?
Yes.
Yes, he is.
Is Robin Williams alive?
Yes, he is.
We have to get some of them right, you know?
No, he is alive.
The game doesn't work unless I give away money. It's easy money.
This is the state of the MAGA fair. I mean, it was supposed to be a national fair for all Americans to celebrate, but it seems to have attracted a lot of uniquely MAGA folks because Trump spoke multiple nights. He had events based on himself. There were a bunch of books about Jesus and baptism tents, so of course this is what it's going to turn out to be. Also, what's the conspiracy theory that MAGA has about Robin Williams? How does Robin Williams fit into this ultimate MAGA grand conspiracy? If I had to guess, it's a QAnon conspiracy, like one of those far-right lunatic conspiracies, that all of these celebrities who died are actually a part of some cabal controlling society. I don't even know. It's hard to keep track of, but Robin Williams, rest in peace. I really like him in Good Will Hunting. Dead Poets Society is another really good one. He's also in Hook, right? He plays the villain in Hook. But to continue, we then started to get videos of MAGA clashing with the Secret Service in D.C. And people began to realize, wait a minute, the last time MAGA supporters were directed around by, you know, any sort of police in D.C., it did not go too well. The MAGA supporters beat the cops, tased the cops, 1,600 of them got arrested and charged, and they all subsequently got pardoned. So here we go with another repeat. This says, people on the National Mall are not happy that the Secret Service is telling them to evacuate. They're screaming and fighting with the cops. It's like a mini January 6th. Absolute chaos. You know who didn't have to go through this chaos was Miriam Adelson, one of Donald Trump's mega donors. But to continue right here, Donald Trump then hops on stage and tries to give a speech celebrating America 250, but it seems to be anything but.
And as our Declaration of Independence tells us, we are all made in the image of one almighty God.
The Declaration of Independence says no such thing. That's just a lie.
And a communist will never say that. That's for sure.
And there are literally zero elected Democrats that are communists. Zohran Mamdani is a democratic socialist of America. These people want to improve people's lives in America more so than Donald Trump. But all he can do is throw around the word communist, then lie about what the Declaration of Independence says, therefore pushing his supporters into an alternate reality. I mean, no wonder all of these people think Robin Williams and JFK Jr. and everybody are alive when this is the man who is, like, giving them their ideas, giving them their thought processes. This dude's rise to fame in American politics was saying that Obama wasn't even born in America. Of course, his entire audience and his entire fan base is going to be full of these conspiracy theorists. Then we go over to Benjamin Netanyahu, who did a Fox News interview not long after America 250 celebration ended, and he continued to lie. Just listen to this.
About that next. But just to put a pin in this piece of the conversation, you know, what do you say to critics who argue that Israel has embraced sort of a permanent state of war and that there's not really an end game here, because they point to places like Gaza and say that Hamas, you know, is still in power. They haven't laid down their arms. You know, what do you say to those critics who accuse Israel of being in a permanent state of war?
This ought to be good.
Oh, we're not in a permanent state of war. I myself, with President Trump, we brought forth four peace deals. That's what we did. It's the Abraham Accords. And I believe with the weakening of Iran, which has been achieved.
I'm sorry, but this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I mean, it's almost dumber than what these MAGA supporters were saying just 1 minute ago. You brought four peace deals because you started the wars in the first place. It's like, dude, they started a war with Iran. They went to war with Gaza. They went to war with Lebanon. They're still occupying southern Lebanon. They're occupying Syria. Israel is in a constant state of war, and yet they claim that when they end those wars, it's a peace deal that was achieved by Trump. You gotta be joking. Something that I found incredibly, incredibly ironic, and this is a really important part. This part is wild. Sammy Gold then starts to point out that when all of the Trump supporters had to flee and get evacuated from the National Fair, they all went to go stay in the African American History Museum. Sammy Gold says, currently trying to evade the DC storm by staying in the African American Museum with 5,000 Trump supporters. He then posts this video of a bunch of Trump supporters in the African American Museum. Listen, I want to be nuanced here. I do not think that every single person who's ever voted Republican is like racist or something. That's not the claim. I'm not going to generalize people like that. But the MAGA movement in particular, the movement that Trump has created, has so many seeds of Christian nationalism. Maybe not even seeds. It's like a full-blown tree at this point of Christian nationalism. Even what Donald Trump said on stage had basically just pure, unadulterated Christian nationalism in it. The entire event was infused with Christian nationalism, was infused with these ahistorical freedom trucks that basically rewrote history and tried to erase slavery. And these Trump supporters support that. Hell, even Patriot Front was walking around downtown in D.C., taking the metro. This photo was going incredibly viral because a lone black woman was sitting here with a bunch of masked Patriot Front goons around her. And this is so symbolic of the resistance that black people have had to put up over the past 250 years. Okay, but going back to this, they're all in the Black History Museum, the African American Museum, rather. And this feels incredibly hypocritical. The same movement that emboldens, the same movement that allows Patriot Front to take over with their racist ideology, then has to go seek shelter in the African American Museum. It's like an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Look at this. I'm going to mute this for a second, but dude, legitimately, 5,000 people, I'm sure not all of them are MAGA, but many of them are MAGA supporters, in the African American Museum. Like, how can I word this? It's just so perfect. These people will shit on Black American history, will shit on Americans who are Black in modern day, will try to further institutional racism and then say that racism doesn't exist. But the moment that their asses are in danger, the moment that they need a little bit of help, where's the first place they go? The African American Museum. It's just so not reciprocal. Like, they send so much hatred towards black communities, and then they huddle under the actual banner of the African American Museum. So I think we should all remember this photo and just remember the context surrounding it. Speaking of Patriot Front, there's this new viral video. I kind of showed a different version of this yesterday, but this one is so funny. They literally could not figure out the metro while trying to get in, and they start to get yelled at. They can't figure out the metro. Turns out we can stop white supremacists by just making them do mundane tasks like scanning their metro card or tying their shoes. Hell, these people probably don't even know how to get dressed in the morning without mommy's help. Bro, they're confused by the simplest of tasks. If this is who we're up against, I've got a feeling that we're going to be okay. I want to go back to what happened last night when everybody started to rush off. It says, it is a chaotic scene on the National Mall. Several hundred people have refused to leave despite an order to evacuate because of severe inclement weather that is approaching. Some are even arguing with Secret Service agents. At one point, a crowd of people began running back toward the stage. An officer is sternly repeating the order over a bullhorn and the crowd is booing. Many have begun chanting, USA, USA. A federal law enforcement officer is trying to assure people that the event has not been canceled. Many are not convinced. One man walking by blamed the situation on liberals in the weather service, adding, I think this is baloney. Huh. I wonder why there's a conspiratorial fan base of a man who constantly spews vile conspiracies on the mainstream stages that he's given access to as the president. These people get riled up, disrespect our police. They beat the shit out of officers five or so years ago on January 6th in D.C. Now, I'm sure some of these people are back in D.C. and again, refusing to listen to the orders of officers. It's like, it's so hypocritical. It's so MAGA. It's a microcosm of MAGA. They're saying, even though we're in danger, we're not going to listen to the people trying to help us. Instead, we're going to stick up the middle finger because we want to do it our own way. Here is one Trump supporter that describes the scene of her having to leave, of everybody having to leave. And she stayed, actually, I think. But halfway through it, she talks about how she like grabbed some chips out of a garbage can and she like ate a half empty bag of chips. What are we doing here, dog?
I'm on the National Mall for President Trump's Salute to America, for America 250. I was so excited to get a ticket. Everything was going great. And then this huge storm's coming in and they told everybody to evacuate. But nobody knew what that meant because we're like, how do you evacuate them?
Because they're MAGA. They don't know what the word evacuate means. You have to use simpler words like leave.
Oh. And so nobody really did it. We all kind of just hung out and it's not raining yet. So nobody really understood what was going on. And then a bunch of really psycho people, my fellow citizens, started running to the seats. Crazy, as if they're running away from something, which was my first instinct about the whole situation. I'm eating potato chips that are somebody left half empty because I'm that hungry. So when that happened, it really freaked out the Secret Service and they're behind.
Okay, wait, pause. She's saying a lot of interesting things, but what do you mean? What do you mean you're eating a half empty bag of chips that you just basically found laying around? I feel like you're not supposed to do that. What I did like was this video. Listen. I'm calling for a moment of unity. I'm calling for a ceasefire for just like 20 seconds while I play this clip. This MAGA woman was kind of killing it on the stage. Let me play this for you. I'm going to mute it for a second because I don't want to get copyrighted. But okay. She, even though she's wearing a Trump shirt. Oh no, why does it have to be a MAGA shirt? No, she's killing it. Can we all just have a ceasefire for this woman? Just a ceasefire surrounding this woman? Seems like a mom who maybe is too sucked into Fox News. But to continue, here is Marco Rubio even falling asleep during Donald Trump's speech because it was so boring. I decided not to play many clips of his speech in this video because I don't want to play some boring propagandist.
It's called the Brooklyn Bridge, one of the most beautiful bridges anywhere in the world, built a long time ago.
Bro, Rubio's like looking for the exit here. He's looking for the exit, bro. Look at this. I mean, listen, we all get tired, but I think Trump's speeches are just uniquely boring. But don't worry, Marco Rubio, you get the same special treatment that Miriam Adelson and all of Trump's donors and allies do, while the rest of people have to be stuck trying to leave in any way possible. Again, I want to end this where I started it. Massive blobs of people in the rain with minimal cell service, no ADA access, and people crisscrossing each other trying to leave. What a shit show. We're going to continue covering the news on the Adam Mockler feed every day. Drop a blue heart, subscribe. I love you all. Peace out.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.